What were you saying again? I actually didn't pay attention.
That Vicente Fernandez had an affair with the fan.
With and the then, fan?
Yeah.
For and you then knew they when had he grabbed kid. That girl's chichis?
Two, one. What's up, guys? Welcome to Agosto Papá. This is episode number 4. Oh, shit. Well, I'm not even going to touch my mic no more because they called me out, bro. Like, literally last episode, everyone was like, why are you touching it? Because it was loose. But I'm not going to touch it because it did piss me off, too, when I was editing all of this shit. And it's actually the second take because the first take was horrible. We were dead. I don't know why, but now more energy.
Yeah, it got slapped.
More energy into the game. We didn't really have, like, a plan either, so it was kind of, like, bad.
Diego's just out of it. I'm going to be honest. Diego's out of it. He's not focused.
We're currently at 38K followers on TikTok, so thank you guys. If you guys are new, welcome. This is the number one Tacuache podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Say yes, sir. But yeah, guys, you guys are new. Thanks for tuning in. We're available on Spotify and all those podcast apps. We're going to drop merch very soon. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about today. We're going to talk about, like, the fucking Nata with Alejandro Fernandez. We're going to talk about, like, the Eslabón Armado. Oh, Eslabón Armado. For winning those awards.
Hell yeah.
Daddy, chill.
Oh, he did. He said that on fucking TV. That's
hey, you forgot cool, to though. Introduce Keiko.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to introduce you. Oh, so today we have a special guest. Oh, man, my bad.
We picked off a homeless from the...
So you know how we wanted to tell you guys we wanted to bring a Tacuache? Well, we couldn't, so we brought Keiko. Just kidding, guys. This is one of our best friends, Keiko. He actually started the podcast with us like a year ago when we didn't upload it. And also, what was I going to say? He was supposed to be in...
Since the first one?
The first, very first episode, the second one, the third one, but... He just works so much or shit always happens and where he just can't be here. Introduce yourself, Keiko.
Yeah.
He's my funny as fuck, too.
My name is Keiko. Well, my real name is Diego, but we have the same name, so I'm known as Keiko.
His parents were like, no, that's Diego. You're Keiko.
Yeah.
literally.
Literally, yeah, during soccer. I knew these guys since we were, like, young, but I own a record label. If anybody needs...
Anyone with talent needs some... promotion to work
or
with or something like that, hit him up.
Hit me up. My Instagram's right here at Keiko.ra.
Wait, we're not going to put your Instagram.
Put it in.
Free promo. No, we're not going to
put it in. Free promo right here. Or Film and Records.
No promo for Keiko.
Just kidding, guys. Oh, yeah. Search him with Keiko.ga.
No, R-A.
R-A. My bad.
R-A.
Oh, yeah, and I'm actually like their ex-manager and shit like that.
Kind of.
I used to be in...
He was our staff for our group.
He was our staff. I wouldn't consider you a manager, bro. Just
I would be their assistant. No,
yeah. You went through a lot of shit with us. Yeah. A lot of funny shit. You, huh?
Being a lot of crazy shit.
Being in a group was kind of like
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Fuck like even for you, fool. Like you would just pick up speakers and shit. But
I wasn't even on stage, but I was like in charge of like
I actually phone almost made call. You cry at one tocada too.
Phone calls. What?
You still answer our phone calls.
Yeah, I still book them gigs even though I'm not even fucking.
I know. That's pretty bad. As
part of them.
We're gonna get a commission though.
We don't
answer.
Yeah, we don't answer. That's the problem with those like. They'll call us, but we don't fucking answer the phone.
And I'm always answering every call, no matter what. I just got so used to it. Like, even spam calls, I answer them, like, if I don't know the number.
Bro, like, this will get threat calls, and he'll still be on the phone.
I know.
Like, you know, Mencho with the police?
Oh,
audio. He did it on me. He did it on me. Like, hello? Like,
Delta Uno. You seen it, right, Ricky? Yeah, that shit's fucking funny. Yeah, in high school.
Voy a matar a todos esos pinches perros.
Hasta tu perro te voy a matar. That shit was fuck.
No.
Hey, that's just crazy how, like, in Mexico, like, the police are fucking controlled by these fools.
I know.
I'm like, god damn. But yeah, one time in high school, I prank called Keiko and I put that audio and he was scared.
You didn't come out for a whole week.
I'm never scared.
Oh, you know how like when they called, well, I wanted to say this. I don't know why I wanted to say it, but
oh, yeah.
In the Eslabón Armado, the ward, you know how like they say, they open the little card.
Yeah.
And then they say, Eslabón Armado.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that.
Yeah, okay, what am I going to say?
You're going to be like, oh, they should have had his hat.
Yeah, they should have had his hat in there. Boom. More energy. Next time, they should hire him for the fucking
the announcement, huh?
El ganador.
The mic man.
That fool should do the announcing for the
UFC
Jake
fight?
Paul fight.
Jake
for the WWE WrestleMania
I have his Rumble. Own fucking mic
come down.
Down and shit. Hey, they should do that at the concert now. Like, where is this La Buena Armada's next concert?
Well, big concert that I know of is going to be Microsoft Theater.
Here, no?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'd be down to go. Dude, oh my god. Oh, never mind. Not right now. But I think we can, like, because Islamon looks at her shit, bro.
I know.
Why don't they follow? That's what I don't understand. Brian looked at her story yesterday. Gabriel, too. Pedro commented on our TikTok. Islamon, the official page they shared us. What else?
Basically everything besides the follow.
What the fuck? Why don't they follow? Just give at least we know they're cool with, like, yeah. Well, actually, we don't even know. Just watch.
Nah, I think it's funny. Like,
but Pedro commented laughing faces. So yeah, exactly. He knows cool. Like, he knows we don't mean, like, to, you know, imagine. Fucking attack his dad or anything.
I know. It's all love. It's all funny.
Just making
too.
Sure my shit's recording. Cause
if my camera's still recording, normally it would have turned off because it overheats.
And this is going to be a quick episode. This is going to be a quick episode, too, because Ricky has to do stuff.
Chill, fool. Put him on blast. The
only episode I'm on, he wants to go home.
Hey, what did you guys think of the Nata Danny beef? Well, actually, what do you guys? No, actually, yeah. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think there's beef.
You don't think there's beef?
Nah.
You don't.
It was just a fucking exchange. I don't think there's beef.
I don't know.
I think there's actually beef.
Yeah, I think there is beef.
It's not the first time that Danny leaves.
Yeah,
but it's not the first time he comes.
But you know why? You want to know why?
Yeah, but I don't think it's beef because I don't think van a seguir. I don't think que le van a seguir.
Well, yeah.
So you think they're done?
Not.
Like
no, I think they are gonna keep going because. Well, Danny's gonna take out Stombado as fucking Melodies and
I
shit.
I know. Well, he's the one that started. So
obviously. But I mean, it's kind of hard to say who actually started it because they're both contributing to that sound. Like, one of them has the Tumbado voice. With the vocals and one of them has Tumbado with the instrument.
Yeah, but Nata saying, like, you know, like, this is the real Tumbado.
I know.
And then Danny's using the Tumbado word. So, like... I think they're just going to keep competing.
I know, for sure.
I think that the sound for Nata, he's not going to have it no more.
I know.
Like in the Mariachi Tumbado, like Danny Felix Mariachi Tumbado actually sounds way more Tumbado. Yeah,
I think
like,
it's just the bass.
You think it's the
bass? I think it's the bass. The fucking bass.
The bass has a different type of tone because I feel like that's what gives it the sound.
No, yeah, for sure.
Like a rock tone type.
Yeah. Do you have the video? I never seen the video.
Oh, yeah, played.
From
Danny?
For you, Diego. I mean,
Danny?
Diego.
Yeah.
Well, this is Danny's song. Like, this.
Oh, shit.
Damn, if I fucking bring my shit. Shit. Yeah, it's the bass.
The bass. It's like a deep, thick bass.
I think he always had that style with the deep bass.
The
bass.
Yeah.
Like, in all the songs that they have, when Danny was in it, the bass was always deep.
Yeah.
And that shit's always badass. Because if you got a badass system in your car, then that shit's
fucking... it sounds nice.
Clean.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a Tumbado sound. And then the song that Nata took out with Alejandro Fernandez and the mariachi, like, it didn't sound Tumbado.
Maybe they made it more for Alejandro.
It was just, they couldn't get that sound.
Because what if Alejandro couldn't adapt to that bass sound? So he had to do it.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because think about it.
Well, then we'll see the next song if Nata can get the fucking Tumbado sound. But this is how it sounds with Alejandro Fernandez.
Nah, that fool looks like Bill Nye. What do you mean Alejandro Fernandez?
You're definitely going to get
canceled. He looks like Bill Nye. The same.
I don't care.
Like Bill Nye.
This shit right now. This motherfucker cancel him right now.
He looks like Bill Nye, the Marachi man.
do you know who this is, bro? Alejandro Fernandez?
Well, Vicente Fernandez's son. Like Bill Nye, you know that like Bill Nye stepped
up. He's an icon. You can't.
Dude,
do
he's
that
an thing. Icon. You can't do that. Remember when Nata said some shit to what was that other fool?
Pepe Aguilar.
That's gonna be you, fool. I'm gonna post this shit on TikTok. You know, cancel this motherfucker for real.
You know they're saying that. What's his daughter's name?
I don't know, but
this was gonna say some dumb shit.
You know he's gonna hit up the daughter after or something.
She's like, damn, your dad looks.
No, I know, but she sings. She sings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about her?
Well, they were saying that was Vicente Fernandez's lost daughter. That she hooked up, he hooked up with someone. And
I told you this was going to say something.
Bro, look it up.
Wait, so this is the funny thing about Kego. He comes up with like the weirdest shit, like the worst theories. But
it's
true.
It's true.
What were you saying again? I actually didn't pay attention.
That Vicente Fernandez had an affair with the fan. Yeah.
When he grabbed that girl's chichis?
What do you think? What do you think? Is that cancel culture or not?
That's Vicente Fernandez, bro.
He's a legend.
You can do whatever you want.
Bro,
he owns Mexico.
No, I don't know. That shit did look weird.
It did, right? It's his daughter, right?
That's not his daughter. It was a random person. You're just fucking straight.
No. If that was his daughter, that would be even worse.
I know, that'd be worse.
I mean, this is like Nacho hates his daughter. Like,
I never said like, I never said that. Like, I thought it was his daughter.
You said it's okay, it's his daughter.
I never said that.
What are you trying to say?
His daughter. No, that's why I asked.
I didn't know you were into that funky.
What the heck? Dude, oh, talking about like fuck. Oh, like fucking dad and daughter. But have you guys seen the video of fucking Nata and his grinding on his sister?
No,
at her wedding.
Oh
I
yeah,
swear to God.
So no, was it the it was the opposite.
His sister was
his sister
on
to him.
No,
she was grinding on Nata.
Yeah, no. She was grinding on Nata.
Yeah.
To corridos tumbados.
To Danny Felix. No, I swear to God.
Yeah, I saw the TikTok.
I saw.
So I saw the clip where it was like, oh, Nata, like he was going to a wedding, and I thought it was all fake, but no, I actually saw like there's family pictures, and his sister's grinding on Nata, like. Damn.
Like straight
not
up,
not
like,
even fucking she step sister, back. Bro. It was like blood sister, like.
Did you have that clip?
I'll put it right now, but like, let's just react to this all shit right now.
Damn, bro, I didn't know Nata was into that.
Me either, bro.
Taboo.
Taboo. That's nasty, bro.
Why you call him Bill Nye, bro? That's fucked up.
Imagine Keiko gets sued. By Bill Nye and
the melody goes good with the mariachi. And
yeah.
No, it sounds really good. That's what I'm saying, but
it's kind of the same, just that it doesn't have the bass.
Yeah, I've heard it before, though, in mariachi. I forgot where, though. Like, I've heard a mariachi play it without
Nata. With Nata and
without
Junior.
Nata, it was like a random mariachi.
Oh, no. There was a clip, too, where... oh, no, it was Disfruto lo Malo, Nata and Junior.
No, I've already heard it. Like, it was like a random... It wasn't like... That fool wasn't even involved. Like, someone just...
Oh, just like a cover
show? Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, there was a clip, too, where Nata and Junior Acho were, like, at Culichi Town or some shit. And then the mariachi was playing Disfruto lo Malo. Sounded kind of weird, though, right there. But
yeah, that shit would sound weird.
Bill,
I know.
You better learn some signs right now.
Some signs?
That will probably talk.
You wanted to say something.
No, it's because you guys kept looking at us in the comment, kind of nervous, like, fuck, what I put next or some shit.
Okay. Why don't we just tell them? React
to Aldo Trujillo's new song.
Tell me why.
He's on a level.
You think
level,
the other
though.
Guy's gonna take out any music?
What other guy?
What, Garbanzo or
Garbanzo? Garbanzo.
Bro, this is gonna get canceled so hard. Watch.
You mean Polo? Pollo.
No, they're because there's three. No,
yeah, there's three.
Güero, Palo, and then Garbanzo.
Bro, hey, put your headphones down and go.
Bro, we're trying to get him on the podcast. This movie here making it harder for us and shit.
I know, fool.
Just go ahead and clock out for me, bro.
Hey, but you think he'll make any like songs or anything?
I feel like eventually he would.
Because sure.
Garbanzo or Polo?
No, Garbanzo.
I don't know.
You think he'll ever?
I feel like he should at this point.
Because
like,
he's
all
the only
three
one.
Of them are gonna release.
No,
music.
I feel like if he does, he's gonna like take it out. Like he's gonna make sure he doesn't get roasted. Like
he's gonna. Play
I feel like
save.
He's a little. Yeah, he's gonna play more safe.
Because right now the Polo or whatever
Polo,
he's taking a new one.
A song
no?
It sounds good. That one sounds good.
Yeah. That one sounds for good.
Sure. So you think he wants to?
You should play.
He wants to up top him.
You should play it so the fans can see.
He's not trying to up top him, but I think he just wants to like
join in.
Yeah. Join in, cause I mean, it did sound good. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, and then they're on tour, so it's perfect for them to showcase their songs.
Who's on tour?
So this is like
those
a little.
The TikTok?
Really?
Oh yeah, they're on tour with like with Aldo Trujillo, and they're like God King Records and shit.
Mm-hmm. So imagine.
Well, I mean, I don't think they're gonna start singing right away, but this is how it sounds. It actually sounds really good. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh wait, and then to add, he's playing the song alongside to Nivel Colegial.
Yeah.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other...
I think the... Not you tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anyway, you get your podcast.
Keiko, I didn't know you played the bajo, way.
Bro, it doesn't look like you, Keiko. You look like both of them.
Oh, right there. Keiko and
Yeah, it does look like you, fool.
Keiko and
should I take off my hat? I look like that right now.
Yeah, take it off.
Yeah?
Put it down.
You look like him, too. Human. Put it backwards.
You look like Human Shrek.
Human Shrek.
Yeah, no, it sounds good, though.
I know. Better than the first one.
Yeah, way better.
The first TikTok. Definition of tacuache right there.
Damn, Requinto's gonna be cool too.
With the JJ. Yeah. No, that shit sounds good though, for real. I'm not gonna lie. It sounds way better than the, no offense, but the.
And the other one.
Tell me why.
Which other one?
Tell me why.
No, I think I'd rather listen to the El Lama to than
tell
me why.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think?
Bro, what the fuck? What were they thinking when they made that? Do you think they were like being for real?
I don't know. No. I think they just wanted to take
or get his views up.
Attention, huh?
Alo actually took that shit down.
He took it down?
He took the video down. You know how everyone was trying to look for it?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why we got it is because fans were sending it to us.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty dope, honestly.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Just kidding. No, but he took it down and people were saying that he took it down because people were roasting Aldo. And then the other one, they were roasting Güero. But now since he was getting the hate, like, he took it down. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard.
Sensitive.
I mean,
sensitive,
I feel like fellow. That's what happens when you try to do something new.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know,
it.
But that was bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie. That
shit was bad, bro.
It was different, but it was bad.
That's some shit I would hear. That you would hear like at the Asian supermarket, bro.
Like some karaoke K-pop.
When, when you're buying like some fish or some shit. No. Like, some live crabs.
No. Imagine like imagine it goes viral in like Korea and shit instead of here.
In North Korea. You get free access to like North Korea because of that song.
Damn, Kim Jong-un gets it for privada and shit.
I know. No, pasa.
Dude, I would clip that shit for sure. Kim Jong-un.
You know how when you go to like a Chinese arcade game, they have like Dance Dance Revolution?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're playing like, oh, like Tell Me Why on Dance Dance Revolution.
Chinese, what'd you say? Chinese what?
Dance Dance Revolution?
Yeah, bro, they're good at it, bro.
They're good at it. They play like shit like
Remember,
that.
Remember Just Dance?
Oh, yeah. It's on Just Dance. It's a hit.
Huh.
Damn.
That's fucked up. I was gonna get a Just Dance deal.
No, I'm not gonna lie, that shit does. Imagine they get their own fucking video game.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, see, that's what I'm saying. Trying new shit, even though it comes out bad. Like,
it's like Soulja Boy when he had took out
his console.
Took out a console and a phone too. No,
I don't know.
I think that boy had like the Soulja phone.
Did he?
Gecko had a really fucking shitty ass quality.
No, yeah, Cricket. Shitty.
Hey, but there was another clip where what's it called? Aldo's taking out like weird music, but he
foreign music.
But he's also taking out like
real shit.
Real shit too. Like at the same time, so he's like,
he's testing the waters.
No, I don't think he's testing. I think he's doing it like
on purpose.
On purpose to have variety. Interaction.
Yeah, because he's also still taking out like what he's good
like,
at.
Nine,
like, wait, this is with Tigrillo, fool. This shit sounds badass.
It's not up there.
Oh shit! Like, why aren't you guys looking?
I know.
Put it on the screen, fool.
Put that thing on there, fool. That shit's better. More of his style.
Yeah. Watch, even with his voice.
That's more like Aldo.
That's not Aldo we miss.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's smart of him to do that for
like the song. The song that helped him blow up, that song was like,
yeah, it was a
the
hit.
Best song.
Which one was it? It wasn't Todos Hablan. It was Todos Hablan or was it?
That one was one of the beginning ones. But he had good music. He had good music before.
He had good
music, bro.
Yeah, for sure. There was another one. Muchacho Fracasado.
Oh yeah,
I think it was that one.
Oveja Negra.
He
lost a lot of weight.
The three good ones.
He lost a lot of weight.
It was a little bit.
Wasn't he like
a little bit fuller, huh?
Yeah, it's full of watch. Giggle stand up.
You were like, you're like a little bit skinnier than Keiko. Maybe because he was taller, but.
So you calling Keiko a midget or what?
Damn.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight. There's a clip with Aldo and Ariel Camacho.
Oh yeah, that's pretty bad.
What the hell?
Huh? I think, dude, meeting Ariel Camacho, that shit's like,
dude,
goals, fool.
I think Ariel Camacho was everybody's like,
yeah,
idol.
He started the whole movement. People, he inspired me. I could personally say that
like,
he inspired
like
me.
Like you think if Aldo, Ariel was still alive, the music era wouldn't change. Like
maybe.
You think it would stay as like,
I mean, it's inevitable.
I think all this would have started, and I feel like. His style would have just like died out still, like I feel like he'd be successful in Mexico,
yeah,
yeah,
but like this, like the whole tumbado all this shit would still come.
True. Well, think about it.
Pushed to the outside because it did it to everyone.
Like
else.
Jose Manuel.
He was good.
He was
and
good.
And he just got pushed to the side.
Yeah,
too.
He did.
Like, everyone just
that's
got
basically
pushed
what
to
happened.
The side.
So that's what would happen with Ariel.
I know.
All right, let me ask you something.
You look like
Alfonso. Think?
Well, I'm bothered. You're like one hair sticking up.
Your TikTok Christian.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, TikTok. Wait, did I mention it?
Nah.
Damn, so Jason wants to look a little fucking fly as fuck right now.
Like
wait, do you think if all right, I'm asking you guys something right now. Do you guys think if Ariel Camacho was still like alive, he would transition to
I don't think so. You don't see him with like who has from the older era.
There's no one you can really say that.
I can't see Ariel Camacho with some Jordan 1s and some Vape on.
Just kidding. With some chains and shit. Damn, who's
there's
who
no
changed?
One that like
well
really
besides Aldo, he's doing it kind of.
Aldo's been in the game in a long time though.
Yeah, he's been in the game in a long time, but still
not relevant.
Not as early as Ariel. Mm-hmm. Ariel was early on.
He was young, bro, super young.
Yeah,
there's actually no one because
that
fucking like
transition. Yeah,
yeah.
No los Barrones toasting their shit. Fucking los Reverdes, all those who.
Los Reverdes.
Yeah.
I never heard those.
The one
way.
With the red wig and I'm playing.
Rebelde.
I know.
Sí, soy rebelde.
¿Qué clase de talking about?
Damn.
what if Rebelde takes some shit out, but like Tumbado?
Tumbado Rebelde?
Tumbado Rebelde. True. You know Keiko was obsessed with Rebelde.
I know Keiko wanted to die his hair.
You know what the intro would hit? Keiko would be like, like in the middle of the living room.
This one would be cleaning with the mop and start dancing.
Keiko gets a ball, she's gonna start playing.
Make a remix.
Hey, I feel like that shit would hit low key. Like, no one's fucking doing that right now.
Like old
stuff. Take out Si Soy Rebelde by fucking like
but,
Tumbado and shit.
Well, they wanted us to take Tumbados Alabanzas Tumbados.
I feel like we should take it out just cause.
True.
What do you guys think of this? So, like, Rancho Humilde is having an event in Jalos. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it.
The
so, like, one? It doesn't say. So, it's Legado Herencia de Patrones. Yeah, I'm gonna put it up right now. It's Legado Herencia de Patrones. And instead of saying, what's it called?
Fuerza Rígida, it says JOP.
It says JOP.
It's probably gonna go solo.
Well, he was like, remember he was saying
on shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trying to hop. Yeah.
He was saying that he was solista and still part of first, like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I think the solista is like the.
That's what he did with Aleman.
The trap.
Mm-hmm. The trap shit, yeah.
Yeah, so he's probably gonna do that.
You think he's gonna perform trap shit?
Yeah.
Probably.
That'd be cool to
or
see.
Eventually he'll probably take like Chris and like Sammy and all them, but he'll end up performing alone like duetos with JD or.
But you think it? I think
that's not trap.
I think it'd be kind of confusing because isn't it two contracts then? Like if you're doing JOP and then Fuerza Regida,
because
it's two different movements if you think about it.
Oh, I feel like they're just not gonna perform Fuerza Regida shit.
Really?
Or he'll
or
just
like,
probably do.
If they do, you know how like they have songs all three of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just gonna do that like with them. But, like, I don't think he's going to take the rest of the musicals with
him. Wait, but that's true. How does that work, like, with the contract shit?
I don't
just
know.
Pay him.
Probably just go 50-50.
Because, like,
independent contract.
That fool could change his name again, too, fool.
That's fucking
to, like,
POJ.
I know,
that's
Firme Records. He knows everything about the show.
Oh, yeah, but the contract is manager.
Yeah,
how does it work?
What happens?
Let's a little test.
Yeah. Just go 25-75 and fucking
independent. Two music videos and
your deals. Those are your deals.
Yeah, but,
Nah, I'm kidding, Gecko.
Thanks. Yeah, how does that shit work? Is it Jimmy's like, all right, another contract for JOP and then another one for like POJ?
POJ.
I
and
know.
Then OPJ. He's like,
but
I'm
going
to be OPJ tomorrow.
They were really good when they started.
Dude, yeah. A lot of people don't like, a lot of people miss the old Fuerza Regida.
I mean, that's what happens, bro.
Yeah,
like
their new style, it's not as like good.
That's
as
what happens. Like,
just,
when,
yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, when you've been
everything
in the game for a while, like you change it up a bit and then people just like miss the old stuff.
Yeah. Diego, then, I have a question for you.
Wait, okay, what?
Do you miss J3s?
Fuck yeah, fool. J3 was like my fucking favorite group.
The last album that they dropped.
It was
an oldie album. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, bro. Why did we have to fucking... Oh, wait. Why did they break up? We don't know, but we think... Well, I think someone told us.
Julian,
know.
No? Or?
Nah, I don't know.
They all went their separate ways, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were a fucking badass group, dude.
Yeah, they were good. They should have
stayed
together.
We met them. We went to their concert. Well, me, Ricky, and Jason.
That day was fucked up. I hate you guys to this day for that.
Oh, yeah. That was
well,
cool.
he left, too, so.
Well, we didn't invite you.
I could have watched it.
So we went to
we could have FaceTimed you or something.
Now, dude, that's the first time and last time I'm going to Mexico de noche.
I know. Gecko always goes.
Nah, yeah, you go to Mexico de noche a lot.
Always.
I don't think I'll ever go there.
You went.
You went.
I said I'll ever go there, like, as again.
I mean, it's not that bad, but I feel like they're just so disorganized and, like, true. It's just kind of, like, ghetto.
I'm in the ghetto.
And in the video of fucking Jack Black kicking down the door.
Well, like, the Bucana there, like, they put, like, 50% water.
I know.
Shane, what are I talking shit on them?
Dude, we're gonna
watch
get,
us, like, next week.
Hey, imagine.
Next show, we're gonna go.
Imagine we get sued for defamation of.
Well, who cares? We have
a branding and
we
character.
We have a CEO, Kekko, here.
Oh, yeah.
You
can take the shot, Kekko.
I know, Kekko.
Hey, you actually reached out to Ramon from Legado.
Oh, yeah.
Who did?
This one.
Jason?
And, like,
for what?
Ramon was kind of, like, giving him, like, advice on, like, music contracts and shit.
Yeah.
Because be a ghostwriter.
Oh, I was with Ramon, too, at the J3's concert.
Ramon was there.
He was, like, right by
he was right next to us.
Yeah, but you know how, like, I left to see what's up to, like, someone? I forgot. I left. And then he was behind me the whole time, and I didn't even know. Fucking. Imagine he would have all fucking jumped me. It was all Rancho fucking.
I don't think I would. I would have not jumped in. I think I would have left you, bro.
They put on a good show.
But yeah, it was cool. He's really cool. You could tell he's really chill.
Yeah, he's really chill
as fuck. Yeah.
For when the group that was there also Ser Tres.
Oh
those
yeah,
are badass, bro.
They got fire music.
Dude, they're underrated as fuck.
They haven't released anything.
I still listen to their shit. Like their old shit. Their shit's fucking.
The bass player, he writes a lot of music.
Yeah, for J.O.P.
J.O.P., like,
he wrote a song Alex. For Junior H, Tengo Motivos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good that they always give him, like, the props.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was talking to him at the concert.
Yeah.
At Mexico de Noche, and then that's when Ramon was behind me, right? Was it him? I don't know. Yeah, it was him. It was him. Because I remember, like, I don't know, I had, like, food poisoning and I threw up. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, but he was there too.
Dude, they got some fire music.
Hey, but yeah. So you guys agree that with JOP you miss like the old music?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, he's gotta like do his thing too, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like he still has potential to take out.
I mean,
good music.
I the new music he's taking out is good too, but I guess people just like the Chino por Apolo, you know? Like
it's good. Don't you? I think he's probably trying to change his trend onto the newer one.
Yeah, like, obviously.
Or maybe he's like, just like he got bored of it and he wants to try something new too.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm telling you, you do something for so long you want to change it up eventually.
Hey, imagine a dueto with J3 or OJ3 and what is it? Grupo Cuatro?
DS4?
DS4?
I don't think it would make
sense. I don't think it makes
really?
I think DS4 and Tony Loya would make
sense.
Yeah,
they're working. Yeah, I think they're. Well, I mean, I don't think they've announced it, but I think they're definitely going to take something out together.
True.
Tony Loya fucking starting beef and shit with
I
everyone.
Know, he does. He's kind of controversial, to be
They're
honest.
Saying that, like, he got his, like, shit snatched.
What do you mean?
They jacked his shit?
Yeah, they jacked his shit. Like his
they
chain.
Tried to snatch.
They tried. No, they did because I remember they were asking like, "Where's your chain at?" and stuff like that.
No.
And I think he was saying that he like lost it or something. I don't know about that, but you guys know. Comment down below. But something like that.
And no, I think, well, like, he was saying that Alex and them tried to jump him.
Alexis.
Mm-hmm. That's what he was saying on. I just saw it yesterday or Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So there's beef.
Because he officially moved in right there with Pantana.
Why can't
he
just do 1-on-1?
I know. Body blows?
Body blows in the restroom? 5 seconds?
Why can't they just hook it out?
I know.
Or do something like Godzilla with King Kong. Have you guys seen it?
Nah. You watch it?
Yeah, that shit was
whack as fuck. Don't they end up like having sex at 10?
No, bro. They literally made up. Like, that's like the Why? Wow. I mean,
imagine two monsters fucking made up.
So they wrestle in the bushes.
Exactly. So, like, the whole fucking movie, you know, they're going at it. They fucking want to kill each other. And then they just fucking, like, stare at each other and just Godzilla just dips.
Damn.
That's a whack movie. Good thing I didn't go watch it.
Yeah. It was whack.
You watched
it
in the theater or HBO Max?
I just saw it at the drive-in theater.
Damn. Which
that's
one?
That's right.
In Paramount. Kiko, turn on the camera.
Kiko, turn it off.
Dude, there's actually like another clip too. The one that we just posted yesterday.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Fucking,
bro, I died, bro.
Nata's twin, foo.
Channel?
Dude, boy, me and Jason were talking about it because like, all right, so this guy made a TikTok 3 days ago.
Yeah.
He's new to it, so obviously he's kind of like, okay, how does this shit work?
Mm-hmm.
And just to find out that this one gets cooked on his fucking third day.
Así es la vida.
Hey, yeah, that's how the TikTok is.
So me and Jason were debating, like, fuck, does this fool, like...
Hey, but what about if he gets clout from it?
Like, I know. What if he blows up... They have him on, like, another Mayito type.
Yeah.
True. Dude,
I think I haven't heard anything about Mayito.
I know. I heard he doesn't work with Rancho, Rancho anymore. Like, he doesn't go to the shows anymore.
Yeah, I never realized
that. I haven't
that
seen
that. That was
anything.
Funny as fuck. Yeah. Oh, he would. I would die at the videos when Jimmy would post that for driving. And he had
the steps.
Or the part where, like... De donde creció. No, you know creció. Yeah,
oh, yeah. They make cool, like, skits and shit.
Yeah. But I haven't seen them.
That here's... Going.
All right, here. Check
Chafana
it out.
El Cano.
Android. Android Nata. Can't see.
I know we can't see.
Oh,
it,
fuck, fool.
Over here on private mode.
Let us see, fool.
Bro, actually...
Dude, he does look like him.
He does. He actually does.
You know that chain's fake, dope. Just kidding.
Nah.
Why should it be like 24 karat?
Hey, you can. I feel like you can actually do something with
like a stunt double.
No, because you know how
music video have like Alejandro Fernandez push him off the building and shit,
or fucking, or Danny Felix should have him on. Oh, on a song. Damn,
like smash a guitar in his head.
Yeah.
Bro, dude. Like this some.
Yeah.
Or what do you get him on the podcast, bro?
Damn.
Nah,
he's
probably from Mexico or something.
Nah,
shit.
Those houses don't.
Lo arreglo, we lo arreglo.
How fucked up, bro?
Well, I was just there.
I was like, what if he's from Mexico? Like, no, the houses don't look like that in Mexico.
How do you know, Keiko?
I was there.
Where
like,
are you
last
from?
Week.
Depends,
you were there
bro.
In one spot, bro.
Well, maybe we could.
No,
we
I went
could.
From like DF to like Morelos, Cuernavaca.
This one went to like all fucking Mexico and shit. Well, yeah, that's why he wasn't here, but. This we could get chopped on.
Wait, what's his TikTok name again?
Rosales. 777.
Remember the name.
Rosales.
Rosalino.
On the come up.
Hey, they found his fucking TikTok quick. I went on his in the comments on the video.
Yeah, that shit was
and
crazy.
And everybody
was
like, boom,
the way
boom.
TikTok grows is fucking crazy, bro.
Hey, do they notify you when you get tagged in a comment?
Yeah, they should.
I do get notified, but like, it just refreshes a lot, like, every time.
No, because, like, what about him? Like, everybody that tagged him, fucking...
I know.
He's probably like, what the fuck? He's
oh,
all,
yeah,
all
of
excited.
Course, yeah. Obviously, if it's a small can, you'll notice, but...
Yeah, fucking...
There's another clip, too, right here.
Hey, he actually looks like him
I know,
right
he
there.
He actually looks
throw him in a fucking...
His facial structure
yeah.
looks like Nata.
No, yeah, for sure. The mouth, too. Nata makes that mouth, though.
Yeah, the little perky lips.
The nose,
okay. Throw him in a fox shirt and it would look like Nata.
Imagine Nata changes his whole life, bro. Like
just because of him.
Invites him over, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Jimmy should sign him.
You know how they? You know how he did a music video where there was two Natas?
With
They should redo it. With this too.
Oh yeah, huh? And actually make him look more legit.
Yeah.
Wait, there was something
dripped
else
out.
Too.
That's what looks like Gusto Papa.
Gusto Papa.
You know what Jimmy should do? Like for Nata's concert, like. Have this well after so they could take pics with them and Nata could just be chilling.
And then pueden cobrar and he keeps the money.
Oh, yeah.
Give back to
or
the
have
band.
Him at one show and Nata at another show and shit.
True. A double show.
Hologram. Make double money, huh? I have Nata at Microsoft and this one could be like a Mexico de Noche.
I don't think Nata will ever
that's like
be
the
Mexico
de Noche.
That's a Mexico. The other one's like Carlos Nata and this one's like no Microsoft Peter Nata.
Like Nata from Wish.
Alibaba.
Alibaba.
But I mean, so when we posted it, me and Jason were kinda like fuck, like what if this fool gets kinda like
offended.
Like are we bullying him? Is that bullying? We didn't care, we posted it. Yeah, we were actually thinking about it, like, fuck, should we post it? But
yeah.
Then he's uploading
it,
yeah.
Like it's inevitable. Like if it's not us, it's someone else.
Because there's another clip too. I didn't post this on the TikTok, but it's one of him singing like "Corea the Mouse."
Damn, he does the same like styles as him.
Hey, they do look the same. Like
right here,
looks
a little bit different because of the hair.
That fool says "él" instead of "ella."
Homie, you need to finish mopping.
When you got a mop at three.
Damn, that fool gets down, bro.
Fuck yeah. All right, then, guys, that's it for this episode. A little quick one, a little short one. Let us know if you guys want to keep it this short, make them a little bit longer. I don't know. But we're still going to cut up the clips and put them on TikTok. So make sure you guys check us out on TikTok. Well, I mean, you guys came from TikTok. Most of you guys come from TikTok.
That's right.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post on Instagram first.
Yes,
so, like,
sir.
If you want to see our videos early, it's going to be on Instagram. Then we, like,
yeah,
more time we post it on TikTok and shit.
And also, we're going to start doing polls on Instagram so you guys get to decide a little bit more on our content.
Yeah. Oh, and if you guys like want us to do like certain type of videos, you guys can tag us and like send it to us. Like, oh, look.
Give us ideas as well.
Yeah, like, oh, if, you know, some shit goes on, you send it to us. Because people are already sending it to us.
Yeah.
And some of the video ideas, well, one of the video ideas that we got was from some girl who tagged, like, oh, yeah, I should do this. And it was actually a good idea and we did it. Merch coming out soon.
Yes,
what else? Sheesh, what? All right, guys, thanks for watching. Peace out.
Peace out.